Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College basketball today on 1230 KHAS. Morningside in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. As I spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College women's coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, just another day at the office, the ninth-ranked team in the nation in Morningside coming in here today.
Yeah, there's no easy ones in the GPAC, and Morningside's one of the better teams in our conference for sure, without a doubt. So really good defensive team, and they have great depth, and they always have, and that's one of the things that helps them play the way that they play, the full court press, and offensively they play fast in transition, so their depth really helps them execute that game plan, and we will definitely have a challenge today.
This was the last team to beat Hastings College way back on November the 23rd up in Sioux City. Did not play a very good ball game that day, 76-49 up there. That was a tough outing for us.
Yeah, defensively it wasn't terrible. It wasn't great by any means, but I thought we played with some energy defensively. We weren't able to slow a couple of their kids down who had really good shooting days, but offensively, we really struggled. It was the first time we'd seen any kind of zone press, really, up until that point of the season. It was so early in the GPAC conference that since then we've seen a lot more presses. Morningside is very similar to Briarcliff. We saw it against Briarcliff. Obviously, Concordia's is a man press, but it's still similar concepts with lots of trapping. So we've seen that a little bit more, which I think is helpful, especially for our young kids.
We had 31 turnovers the last time we played Morningside. I think we're better equipped maybe to handle the pressure we'll see today now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think our kids understand that you have to have a lot of activity away from the ball in order to be able to get, the ball out of those trap situations and into good scoring situations. So we've been better from the turnover category over the last 10 games or so. And I think that's going to obviously be a huge factor today, because Morningside is one of the best at turning those turnovers into easy scoring opportunities.
I was going to say, they put a lot of points on the scoreboard, about 85 points per ball game, but they also force about 25 turnovers. They get a lot of their points off of steals and out of the transition game.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where it's a relentless kind of thing that wears on teams over the course of the game. And if you relax, they're a spurt team. They'll get a couple of steals and easy buckets in transition and then hit a three, and they're going to make their runs. And we've talked a little bit this week about, understanding that those runs will happen. It's just, as a defensive team, we've got to shorten those runs, and we also need to understand that we'll have those too and kind of keep some composure throughout those situations.
Yeah, just really, they're going to go on an 8-0 run, maybe a 10-0 run, but we got to stop them from going on a 16 or an 18 or a 20-point run, because this is a team that can do that.
Yeah, one of the biggest problems for us the first game was we didn't shoot the ball particularly well. We didn't take shots where we wanted to take shots. We move better, I think, without the ball than we did back in November. We did a lot of standing and watching whoever it was that had the ball in their hands try to make a play. And their team defense collapses in the paint, and they rotate, and they help on drive. So the one-on-one stuff isn't going to work against a Morningside team. You're going to have to beat them with passing and moving the ball, reversing it maybe 2 to 3 times before you get a good look.
I'm sure you've watched that game several times over and over in preparation for this one today. How are we better after seeing our team back there and now looking at our team here? Where are we better at, and how much better are we?
I think there's a few things. I mean, I think obviously first, like we just talked about, the experience of our young kids, especially, at that time we had a an Abby Jackson as a point guard who hadn't really ever played against it, and a Jamie Van Kirk, who's a transfer player, but that doesn't necessarily mean she's seen that. And Autumn Zenon and Chanel Farmer and Alex Edwards, none of those kids has ever, you know, probably played against something like that. And so I think the experience that we've had over the season will help. And then also I think just our understanding of again how to move the ball and passing and understanding where we need to get shots and our leadership I think is better. Rebounding wise, they beat us up on the boards a little bit the first time, and that'll be something that our team will be challenged in today, is making sure that we can keep them off the boards. They're hard to really dominate the boards on, but you've got to at least, you know, you got to be even, or you've got to, you know, try to compete with them that way. They've got a lot of big bodies, so you got to box out. You can't just run to the board and expect to get it.
It was a win during the week, 71-59 over Midland, a slow start the other night, but you guys came on and played a pretty good second half against the Warriors on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think, you know, we were a little sluggish coming off of a week, and you'd like as a coach to be fresh and to be just, you know, lights out and right away from the tip. But, you know, sometimes when you're a week away from competition and, you know, playing against somebody else, it can get a little bit sluggish or lackadaisical, and you know, second half I thought our kids responded really well. After halftime we came out and had a good, you know, nice first 5-7 minutes, and were able to stretch the lead.
So you're sitting at 8-2 in the conference. As we make the turn now in the conference, we play everybody again. It's just gonna be a dogfight all the way to the end, it looks like, as we play these teams for the second time.
Yeah, you know, there's teams that are getting a lot better. You know, Doan took Morningside to within three, and actually had a chance to win it a couple times the other day at Morningside. And so Doan's much improved. Mount Marty's a young team with a lot of injuries, and they've been getting better and better. And obviously Midland is much improved. And so, yeah, it's going to be – there's not a game that you can, you know, look at the schedule and just say, oh, yeah, we have that one in the bag. You know, they're all going to be just dogfights. And what we've been talking about is just we start over. You know, we're 0-0 as we make the turn into the second half of the conference, and every night we've got to go out and compete, and none of those, you know, first round wins or losses matter now. We've just got to go out every day and compete and get better and focus on one game at a time.
Okay, we're coming back and talk more about Morningside as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all.
Here we go.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter. It's Hastings and Morningside here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. As we took a look at Morningside, in the past they've always had like a dominant player, somebody they go to that can score 15, 20 points per ball game. On this roster, it doesn't look like they have a dominant player. There's a bunch of people that shoot the basketball well, up around the double figures.
Yeah, they're a really well-balanced team. They've got a nice inside-outside scoring threat. They're one of their guards, the senior Leanne Austin, has hurt us in the past. She shot the ball particularly well against us over the course of the last couple of times we've played them. And they have a freshman point guard that can really score some points if you let her get going. And they have another freshman who's really stepped up into a more of a scoring role. She's a good shooter. And then, you know, their post presence with Teets and Mole and even 24, the kid from Gretna, you know, she can really post because she's got the size, and they have several guards that are big bodies and can really play the kind of the inside outside game, which you know, has caused us a little bit of issue in the past. When you try to switch off on them, you know, they're obviously going to take you down in post. So lots of scoring threats from different areas, and we've got to be super active today defensively and make plays and cover each other up and rotate and play great team defense.
So when you play Morningside, you got to handle a little pressure. We talked about that before the break. What is the key to handling this pressure today?
Well, I think it's, again, activity away from the ball. You've got to have people moving into open gaps. Obviously, if they're trapping, you're playing 5-on-4, and you've got to be able to find those bodies that are open. Again, that's just ball movement, bodies moving without the ball into open gaps, and then attacking it. I think sometimes we've broken it and then, you know, just kind of relaxed and, oh, okay, we broke the press, but then, you know, we've got to continue on and attack it when we have an advantage.
So after you break the pressure, then what do they do in the half court? They're still pretty good defensively in the half court too.
Yeah, it's a lot of 2-3 matchup zone where they extend it, and if you're lazy with the pass, they're going to tip it, and if you try to attack off the drive, they're going to collapse, and there may be 3 or 4 guys. You enter it into the post, there's going to be at least a double team, maybe a triple team. You try to baseline drive. There's going to be help on the drive, and they're going to take away your eye cut post dump pass. So they definitely do a great job team defensive wise. So we've got to be ready to shoot it. We're going to have to make some shots today for sure. But we've got to, again, have an inside outside presence, which we weren't able to establish very very often in the first game.
What you like to do is break the pressure and get easy field goals on the other end. That's usually not going to occur with Morningside. So how do we attack them in a half court? What are we going to have to do today to score those points?
Well, yeah, I think last time we didn't use the high post enough. Obviously, we need to be able to get it at the elbow area where we can, you know, go some high low, where we can use that as a reverse pass, a way to get a reverse pass, a way to change sides of the floor and move the ball again. Last game we were a little bit stagnant. We played real wide and just did a lot of backside interchanging, and so our strategy will be a little bit different today, but overall we've got to do a better job of attacking gaps and making sure that we we're moving the ball but also moving bodies instead of standing and watching.
Okay, go.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Morningside today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hofstetter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in the air on 1230 KHIS. Today, the Morningside Mustangs in town to take on Hastings College's women's game is the NAIA Division II National Game of the Week, as the 10th-ranked Broncos take on the 9th-ranked Mustangs here this afternoon.
Hastings coming in a record of 17 wins and 2 losses on the season. They are 8-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, coming off of their win the other night over Midland. Meanwhile, Morningside coming in a record of 15 wins and 4 losses. They are 6-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside has lost conference games this year to Concordia, also to Midland and to Northwestern. They're coming off of a 72-69 win over Doan the other night in Sioux City. We'll get to the starting lineups today, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Morningside Mustangs, they'll start this way. Lexi Ackerman is a 5'10" freshman out of Rock Rapids, Iowa. Leanne Osten, 5'6", a senior out of Columbus, Nebraska. Jessica Teets is 6'2", a sophomore out of Bancroft, Nebraska. Allison Bachman, 5'9", a sophomore out of Fremont. Ashlyn Ball is a 6-foot junior out of Minnetonka, Minnesota. Hastings College will go with Cammie Bruckman, the 5'9", senior out of Roseland. Abby Jackson, 5'6", a junior from Hastings St. Cecilia. Jamie Van Kirk, 5'9", a junior out of Sutton. Frankie Peterson, 5'9", a senior out of Cambridge, Nebraska. And Laurel Zwiener, the 6'4", and senior out of Pleasanton. Their starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations in Hastings, at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings College controls the opening tip as the Broncos will run back in their offensive zone for the first time here this afternoon, shooting to our basket to our left. Morningside, very good defensively. This is the top defensive team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They force a turnover right off of the bats, driving to the hole and scoring for Morningside. Getting the field goal there for the Mustangs is going to be Allison Bachman. So Morningside out on top, 2-0. Van Kirk at the other end, her shot no good. Rebound Van Kirk, follow shot no good. And the rebound comes down here to the Mustangs. Jessica Teets gets the rebound, comes to the near sideline, down to Lexi Ackerman. And she brings it down the near sideline for the Mustangs. Out on top, now to Ashlyn Wall. She's a good scorer there from Morningside. Leanne Osten here out in 3-point territory. Allison Bachman again, picked up there by Cammie Bruckman. Comes across the top to Jessica Teets. Teets now out on top to Ackerman again. She drives the ball against the Bronco defense and takes it right to the hole and scores. Took it right to the hole against Cammie Bruckman, and it's a 4-0 ball game. Hastings College trailing here the ninth-ranked Mustangs out of Morningside today. Here comes Hastings College back with the ball, Abby Jackson. Abby Jackson goes to the far sideline. That's Jamie Van Kirk. Now to Jackson. Jackson drives it. Here's a dump pass down low. A shot by Zwiener. It's up and in. Laurel Zwiener scores from the short right baseline. That's a 4-2 ball game. Hastings College now within 2 points. We have played about a minute and 20 seconds here in the ball game this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex. Leanne Osten with the ball. Osten drives it down the lane, takes it to the hole. Her scoop shot is up there. Nice move. And Osten puts it through the hole for Morningside. It's now a 6-2 ball game. Morningside out on top. Mustangs attacking here in backcourt. Abby Jackson brings it to the near sideline. Frankie Peterson. Peterson down to Bruckman in the short left baseline. Her shot is up and in. Cammy Bruckman scores. Hastings College, number 5 in the conference in scoring points. Morningside is number 3 in the conference. So we could see an offensive show here today. It's already a 6-4 ball game in favor of the Mustangs. Here's a pass deflected away from Bachman, and the ball's going to be brought down here by Hastings. The first turnover on Morningside. Peterson goes to Van Kirk, grabs the ball, shoots and scores. Van Kirk has got her first field goal of the ball game, and Hastings has come back to tie things up. Here's a steal now by Jackson. Jackson brings it out here to Frankie Peterson, now to Van Kirk. At the free throw line, to Peterson, far sideline, to Bruckman. Bruckman dribbles inside the free throw circle, gets it out, back out to Van Kirk for 3. Shot good. Van Kirk hits a 3-ball, and Hastings comes back to grab a 9-6 advantage here over Morningside. Now we got a foul here in backcourt. It's going to go on Jackson. So Abby Jackson commits the personal foul. That's going to be your first. Hastings did not play very well. This was the first conference game way back in November. November 23rd, Hastings played in Sioux City. They shot 30% from the floor, 15% from three-point territory, and they turned the ball over 31 times in the ball game. And Morningside beat Hastings 76-49. That's the last time the Broncos lost a game this year, back on November 23rd of last year. There's a long pass inside, grabbing the ball down to his ball. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball is brought out here. Osten has got it now outside to Ackerman. Her shot for 3 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Abby Jackson has got the ball for Hastings. Gets the ball ahead. Now to Bruckman. She drives, shoots, and scores, but she's going to be called for the steps. Cammie Bruckman called for the traveling violation. Second turnover on Hastings here in the first half of play. Morningside has got 2. Now the Broncos are going to apply some pressure back here in backcourt. We got 17:07 to play here in this first half. 9-6 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. Ackerman has got the ball down the near sideline. They hand it away to Leanne Osten. Osten goes to Teets, trying to drive it. Now dishes back out here in three-point territory, taking the ball down to the baseline is Bachman. Her shot is up there and in. Twisting and turning move. Allison Bachman scores down there for Morningside, and now it's an 9-8 ball game. Hastings College with a one-point lead. Broncos come back with the ball. Here's Abby Jackson across the 10-second line as they get it over there to Van Kirk. Now to Jackson. Abby Jackson left side of the lane. Brings it back to Van Kirk on the right wing. Van Kirk picked up out there by Lexi Ackerman of Morningside. Here's Abby Jackson at the top of the key. Comes over here in the wing on the left side. That's Bruckman. Cross-court pass goes to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk dribbling the ball 6 seconds on the shot clock. Van Kirk drives it down the lane. There's a pass that could be intercepted. Intercepted down on the baseline. Third turnover on Hastings. Here come the Morningside Mustangs down the left baseline. With the ball there is going to be Allison Bachman as she drives the ball in the hole, but a traveling violation is going to be called on Bachman. Three turnovers now on Morningside in the ball game. Here comes Sierra Williamson into the ball game now for Hastings. Coming out will be Peterson. So Hastings will go with both of their tall girls, Sierra Williamson and Laurel Zwiener, now in the ball game here against the Mustangs. 9-8 is the score. Hastings out on top by a point. Here's Sierra at the free throw line. Out to Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there. That's going to be off of the mark. No good. Ball tapped out, and the foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Morningside. It's going to be on Wallenberg, Jordan Wallenberg. That's going to be your first team foul, number one on the Mustangs. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to Zwiener. Her pass out on top is going to be into the backcourt, and an over and back violation here on Hastings. Over and back violation of the Broncos. The fourth turnover already on Hastings. They have not yet played 5 minutes in the ballgame. 9-8 to score. Hastings with a one-point lead. Wallenberg will inbound the ball here for Morningside. They will get things into Lexi Ackerman. The ball is poked away by Jackson. It's picked back up into the backcourt here by Ackerman. Brings it across the 10-second line. Feeds it over on the left sideline. That's Wallenberg with the ball down to Allison Bachman. Bachman comes to Ackerman on the wing on the right side. A whistle away from all the action again under the hole. And a foul is going to be called here on Sierra Williamson of Hastings. First foul on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be team foul number two in the Broncos. 15:39 to play in the first half. 9-8 to score. Hastings out on top of Morningside by one. It's going to be Morningside inbounding the ball. This is Ackerman looking to trigger things in. Ackerman gets it into Wallenberg. Hands it back to Ackerman down there in the corner. Ackerman holds it, comes out now between the rings to Leanne Osten. Osten dribbles with the ball now to the far sideline again to Bachman. She fires up a three ball. It's up there and in. Allison Bachman throws up a three. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Morningside hitting only 27% of their three-pointers so far this year. And Wallenberg fires one up from the deep left corner. It's now a 10-9 ball game. Morningside with a one-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Van Kirk for three. A shot right down through the hole. Van Kirk from the deep right corner scores. She's got 8 points here in the first half. Hastings reclaims the lead 12-10 now. Here's Wallenberg with the ball now for Morningside. Gets it off to Ashlyn Maul. Maul's going to lob it into the lane there. Backing up with a basketball. It's going to be Wallenberg. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound loose. Now we got a jump ball and a rebound. Ashlyn Maul came down with it. She goes up with a shot, but it was stuffed there by Zwiener. A jump ball is called. Possession is playing in favor of Morningside, so we'll stay right here. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Chanel Farmer. Farmer will come in, and going out is going to be Cammy Bruckman. It's going to be Morningside inbounding the ball, but first, Lacey Lehman comes into the ball game now for Morningside. And going to the bench is going to be Bachman. So some substitutes coming in here at the 14:50 mark. This first half, Hastings out on top of Morningside, 12-10, driving the ball into the hole. There's a shot by Wallenberg. That's going to be no good. May have been partially deflected there by Sierra Williamson. And the ball is brought down here by Abby Jackson, driving the ball into the hole. Her pass is deflected in the lane. Ball is going to be picked up by Osten. That's 5 turnovers now on Hastings there in the first half of play. Back the other way, coast to coast. A driving layup by Osten is no good. Rebound comes down to Chanel Farmer. Down the near side, down to Abby Jackson. Abby Jackson takes the ball on the dribble down to the baseline. Comes back out to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball on the dribble out here in three-point territory. The Jackson back to Van Kirk, top of the key. Bounce pass to Sierra Williamson at the free throw line. Back out to Van Kirk, dribbles inside the free throw circle, puts it up there. The shot's going to be no good. And it's going to be out of bounds. An air ball thrown up there by Van Kirk from just inside the free throw circle. Did not really get set and off balance as she threw it up there. And it's an air ball, goes out of bounds. It's going to be Morningside basketball. Sarah Hayward checking into the ball game now for Morningside. Hayward, a 5'6" freshman from Etherville, Iowa. 12-10, Hastings with a 2-point lead. Here's a long pass inside. The ball's going to be deflected away from Maul. The ball is picked up here by Peterson of Hastings. Frankie's got it into the forecourt. Now to Abby Jackson. That's the fourth turnover on Morningside here in the ballgame. Jackson has got it out here in 3-point territory. Comes over to Chanel Farmer. Farmer on the left baseline. Down to Van Kirk. Back down to Chanel. Down in the corner. 3-pointers put up there. It's going to be short. No good. And a rebound comes down to Morningside down the far sideline. Here come the Mustangs. Lehman has got the ball. Lacey goes over on the wing on the left side to Hayward. Takes it down on the baseline. Stops there as it's cut off by Williamson. A pass back out on the left wing. Retrieved there by Lehman. Back out to Osten. Now left side on the wing. A shot is thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Leon Osten. And a rebound comes down to Hastings. Jackson gets the ball to Van Kirk. Hustling into the forecourt. Hands it back to Abby. Abby Jackson here on the near sideline for Hastings College. Dribbling to the ball. Now picks it up, bounce pass to Peterson, outside to Van Kirk for three. It's off of the rim, no good. Rebound, Peterson, follow shot, good. And they wave this one off. A traveling violation is called on Peterson. A traveling violation is called on Frankie Peterson. Kayleen Anderson coming into the ball game now. Also, Jessica Teets going to check in there. The Bronco fans are letting the officials know they didn't quite agree with the last traveling violation on Frankie Peterson on the rebound and putback. 12-10 to score. Hastings out on top by 2 points. Here's a Morningside with the basketball. Lehman has got it. Drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down again by Williamson. The ball is retrieved there by Anderson. Back outside here to Teets. And her shot is up there and in. Anderson picks up the loose ball. Got it to Jessica Teets. And she pops one in from about 10 feet away in the lane. And now we're tied up at 12 points apiece here early in this basketball game. Jackson down the lane. Her shot is up and in. Abby Jackson scores there for Hastings. A little scoop shot down the left side of the lane. 14-12 to score. Hastings leading by a couple of points here. Morningside has got the ball in their offensive zone. Anderson has got it. Anderson now to Osten. Picked up there by Peterson of Hastings. Down in the corner, that's Lehman with the ball. Lobs it inside. The ball's going to be swatted away from Anderson. And the ball is retrieved here by Chanel Farmer. Chanel down the right sideline has got it on the fifth turnover for Morningside here in the ball game. To Jackson, her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. It'll be Hastings playing things in. Into the ballgame now for the Broncos is going to be Zwiener. Also returning is going to be Bruckman. Van Kirk and Williamson will come to the bench. 12 minutes and 7 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings College is leading Morningside by the score of 14-12. Abby Jackson will play things in. Here's Bruckman with the ball, splits a couple of defenders, drives the ball in the hole, puts a move on. Another traveling violation is going to be called. Bruckman put a move on there, put a defender in the air, and then she's whistled for another traveling violation. That is 6 turnovers on Hastings so far in the ballgame. Morningside has got 5 turnovers. The score is 14-12. Hastings with a lead. Here comes Morningside back with the ball. Sarah Hayward has got it now. Hayward gets it to Leanne Osten. Osten dribbling with the ball here against Autumn Zenon, who's into the ballgame now for Hastings. Here's Anderson with the ball on the wing. Feeds it inside to Teets. Turnaround jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted around. Zenon grabs the ball. Autumn Zenon has got it for Hastings. On the dribble down the near sideline. Gets it out of Bruckman. Bruckman drives into the lane. 2-foot stop there. Now they go down to the baseline. There's a shot by Peterson. It's going to be no good from about 10 feet away. And the rebound comes down to Morningside. Running back the other way. This is going to be Lehman with the ball. And she has a strip from behind and out of bounds. Nice move there defensively by Sandra Farmer. Or rather by Chanel Farmer. Had Chandra the other night for St. Cecilia. This is her sister Chanel Farmer. 14-12 is the score. Hastings out on top by 2 points. They feed it here to Anderson. Her shot's going to be blocked down. And a foul is going to be called on Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Kayleen Anderson from Morningside. An 80% foul shooter in the season. She is 33 out of 41 from the free throw line. Anderson averaging 4 points and about 4 rebounds per game. Their shot is up there, and their shot's going to be no good. Morningside as a team hitting 71% of their free throws this year. That is fifth in the conference. Their fourth in field goal percentage at 43%. Next to the last in three-point shooting at 27%. Next shot is up there by Anderson. It's going to be good. That makes the score 14-13 now. Hastings with a lead. Here's Autumn Zenon with the ball down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it down the lane to Farmer. Back outside to Peterson. Across the top, Bruckman for three. Shot's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound is going to be saved, but it's out of bounds. Chanel Farmer tries to save it from going out of bounds and can't get there. So it'll be Morningside playing things in. 11 minutes, 11 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Morningside by a score of 14-13. Hayward has got the ball now for The Mustangs bringing in the offensive zone. This is Kayleen Anderson. They move it down in the corner. That's going to be Lehman with the ball. Back outside the rim now to Jessica Teets. Picked up there by Laurel Zwiener of Hastings. They get her in the hands of Haywood. Down to the near sideline to Lehman. She takes off, drives into the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down there by Hastings. Nice block by Zwiener, but the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Morningside basketball. So Zwiener gets her league-leading 37th block of the 2013-2014 season. Morningside will play things in from underneath their own basket here, trailing by one, 14-13. They lob it out here into three-point territory. Chasing it down will be Kayleen Anderson. Anderson gets it to Leanne Osten. She drives it against Farmer. Scoop shot's going to be blocked down, and Farmer's going to be hit with a personal foul. Farmer's going to be hit with a personal foul here for Hastings. That's going to be her first. And that's going to be team foul number, let's see, team foul number three already on Hastings here in the ball game. And going to the free throw line will be Leanne Osten for Morningside. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Osten now with 3 points in the ball game. She hit her field goal just a few minutes ago. Farmer comes out. Here comes Van Kirk into the ball game. Osten is a 78% foul shooter on the season for Morningside, getting 48 out of 74, and she cans her second one here. So she hits a pair, and that gives the Mustangs the lead, 15-14, as we approach the halfway point here of the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon. Here's Van Kirk with the ball dribbling. Gets it into the offensive zone. Hastings has not had too much trouble with the Morningside pressure so far in this ballgame. Here's Bruckman from the corner. Shot good. Three-pointer. Cammie Bruckman nails a three ball from the deep left corner. Bruckman now with 5 points in the ballgame, and Hastings reclaims the lead, 17-15. Here's Haywood with the ball now for Morningside to Leanne Osten. Osten picked up there by Anum Zinan. Osten will back her up here on the right wing. Now goes to the top of the key. Lehman has got the ball picked up by Bruckman. Over here to Haywood. She drives it. Spins in the lane. Puts up a shot over Zinan. No good. Rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson. Peterson down the far sideline for the Broncos. Now to Zinan. Here comes Autumn. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Now to Van Kirk. Holds the ball against his zone defense for Morningside. Lobs it in. Now to Zwiener. Shot is up there and in. Laurel Zwiener scores. That's her second field goal. And the Broncos now have a four-point lead. And Jamie Sale, the head coach for Morningside, wants to call a timeout. Morningside calls a timeout with 9 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex, we'll take a break with a score. Morningside trailing Hastings. It's the Broncos 19, Morningside 15.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, another Saturday afternoon of Bronco basketball today. Morningside in town to take on Hastings in this women's men's basketball doubleheader today. Women's game 19-15. Hastings has got the lead over the ninth-ranked Mustangs here today. Hastings off to a good start. Aileen Anderson has got the ball for Morningside. Comes across the top. That's Jessica Teets. Teets brings her back here on the right side to Lacey Lehman, picked up there by Gabby Bruckman of Hastings. They work the ball around out here to Sarah Haywood. Comes back over here to Lehman, drives the ball down on the baseline, drives it to the goal, and shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And it's going to be Cammie Bruckman hitting the personal foul for Hastings. So Bruckman picks up her first. That's going to be the fourth team foul in the Broncos. And going to the free throw line is going to be Lacey Lehman for Morningside. She's a 66% foul shooter on the season, 28 out of 42. Lehman will put up the shot. It's going to be good. Lehman's one of the girls that really hurt us the first goal round up there in Morningside. Lehman scored 16 points in the ball game, but Morningside beat this Hastings team 76-49 to begin the conference season way back at the end of November. Lehman, a big reason why, 16 points in that ball game. That's her first point there. She hits her first free throw. The second one is going to be missed. The ball tapped out. It's loose and it'll be picked up here on offensive board. Ackerman has got it now for Morningside. Goes over to Lacey Lehman again on the wing. Drives it toward the goal and a traveling violation. Runs into Van Kirk and a traveling violation is going to be called on Lehman. So it'll be Hastings playing things in. Here in backcourt, 9 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first half. 19-16 the score. Broncos have a three-point lead and now Hastings will face this pressure back here. They play things in to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk comes over here to Abby Jackson. Abby dribbling on the ball, takes off, gets it across the 10-second line. Jackson down on the corner to Breckman. Drives it. Can't put up a shot. Now back out to Jackson. Comes across the top. That's going to be Van Kirk. Now to Jackson again on the wing. Back out to Van Kirk. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Retreats. Comes out here in 3-point territory to Williamson. Down to Jackson with 8 seconds. Jackson splits a couple of defenders. Moves the ball on the dribble. Down to the baseline. Back out to Van Kirk for 3. Shot's going to be no good. Long rebound's going to be brought down here by Bachman of Morningside to Ackerman. Leslie Ackerman down to the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good over Van Kirk. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Morningside. It's going to go on Jessica Teets. A rebounding foul on Teets. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 4. And check that, team foul number 2 on the Mustangs so far here in the first half of play. Ashlyn Ball coming back into the ball game now for Morningside. Coming to the bench will be Jessica Teets. There's Abby Jackson in backcourt, 19-16 the score. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Sierra Williamson now. Abby Jackson, the zone defense that creates a lot of pressure and creates a lot of turnovers too for Morningside. They forced 25 turnovers on their defensive end. 19-16, Hastings with a 3-point lead. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Jackson from the corner, cranks up a 3-er shot, good. Abby Jackson nails a 3-pointer from the deep left corner, and Hastings has built a 6-point lead. 22-16 with 7:59 to play here in the first half. Here's Kayleen Anderson with the ball. Anderson goes over here to Lacey Lehman. Lacey Lehman drives it down the right side of the lane. A scoop shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk back on the dribble now for Hastings. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Brings it into the offensive zone. Feeds over to Abby Jackson on the far sideline. Jackson picked up by Lexi Ackerman from Morningside. Across the top, this is going to be Cammie Bruckman. Now to Jackson again. Brings it back to Bruckman. Cranks up the 3-ball. A shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound is chased down in the corner. Picked up there by Lacey Lehman from Morningside. She races back the other way. There's a bounce pass intercepted. Intercepted. Van Kirk got her hands on it. Tipped there to Abby Jackson. Now to Cammie Bruckman. Down to Van Kirk. Shot is up there. Misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Kayleen Anderson. Anderson has got it now for Morningside to Lexi Ackerman. Down the right sideline, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. That's going to be lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Lacey Lehman. Sierra Williamson tipped the ball, but Lehman tried to recover here on the near sideline right in front of the Bronco bench and lost it out of bounds. So a turnover on Morningside. That's their 7th of this first half. Hastings has got 6 turnovers. The Broncos have a 6-point lead, 22-16. 7 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball for Hastings. Jackson brings it over here to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk holds it back out to Abby Jackson. Jackson's going to drive it and moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Cammie Bruckman with the ball. Brings it up high now. Now to Abby Jackson in 3-point territory to Williamson at the elbow. Here's Peterson, left side of the lane. Cross-court pass goes over to Van Kirk. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Williamson down here in the baseline. Williamson throws up a shot. That's going to be no good. Rebound battle for it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Morningside ball. Morningside will play things in. Last touchdown there by Peterson. She tried to rebound the ball on the weak side. It goes out of bounds, and Morningside will play things in. Mustangs trailing by 6 points. Here's Lexi Ackerman with the ball. Races it back the other way against Abby Jackson. Out between the rings now to Wallenberg, who's back into the ball game for the Mustangs. Wallenberg on the wing now to Bachman. Lobs the ball inside the mall. Her shot is up there, no good. Ball tipped out, scrambled for. Abby Jackson has got it for Hastings. Down the near sideline, 2-on-1. Jackson goes to Van Kirk. Shot good. David Van Kirk scores. Abby Jackson gets the assist, and the Broncos have an 8-point lead. It is 24-16 with 6:06 to play here in the first half. Here's a Michaela Augustine with a ball now from Morningside out to Ackerman. Brings it back to the wing on the right side with a basketball there. It's going to be Allison Bachman. There they're going to lob the ball inside, and it's going to be out of bounds. Threw it too far, trying to get it to Ashlyn Ball, and Morningside wants to call a timeout. Morningside calls a timeout with 5 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 24, Morningside 16.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Other games going on in the conference today. Dort is playing in Crete against the Doane College Tigers. Briar Cliff is on the road. They're in Nebraska today. They're down in Seward to take on Concordia. Dakota Wesleyan is playing at Nebraska Wesleyan today. Mount Marty is playing at Midland. Then Morningside here against Hastings. Conference standings as of today on the women's side. Northwestern out on top at 10-0, 18-0 overall. Concordia is second. They're 9-2, 15-4 overall. Hastings is third at 8-2. They're 17-2. Then you got Morningside fourth at 6-3 and 15-4. Midland is in there in fifth place, 6-4. They're 10-10 overall. Hastings will take on the Concordia Bulldogs on Wednesday night here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 24-16 here. The Broncos have an 8-point lead over Morningside, and Hastings has got the basketball. Van Kirk will come here to Abby Jackson, now to Van Kirk into the offensive zone. Still with 18 seconds to work on the shot clock, so good job there breaking the pressure. Jackson moves it down to Bruckman, now to Jackson again. Frankie Peterson at the free throw line, turns around, she's open, takes the shot, misses, no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Back out to Jackson at the top of the key to Bruckman, fakes the three, dribbles inside, bounce pass out to Jackson, now to Van Kirk. Down to the baseline, here's Peterson, two-handed pass inside to Bruckman, her shot no good. Rebound Williamson, follow shot good. Ciara Williamson gets the offensive board on the putback, and the Broncos have a 10-point lead, 26-16 with 5:10 remaining here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon. Lexi Ackerman with a ball now for Morningside. Two-handed pass goes on the wing. Ashlyn Ball has got it down to the top of the key. That's Augustine. Feeds the ball inside. Turnaround jumper in the lane by Wallenberg. Is going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Breckman of Hastings. Outlet pass to the near sideline to Jackson. Hastings with a 10-point lead and the basketball. Under 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Jackson with it out here in three-point territory. Moves it over on the wing on the right side to Cammie Breckman. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Van Kirk for three. Shot no good. Ball tapped out. The scramble is on. Comes to the near side. And it's going to be recovered here by Jackson. Jackson gets it to Sierra Williamson. Williamson back to Jackson. So Hastings will set things up again. Abby Jackson bounce pass going inside. The ball is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Ashlyn Mall. Here come the Mustangs now. Long pass down the floor to Wallenberg. Wallenberg has got it on the baseline. Back out to Ackerman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Bachman. Follow shot up there, no good. Rebound, Bachman. She goes back again. Her shot's going to be no good. She gets her own ball back again, and her shot is up there and in, and she's fouling the play. So Bachman battling there down on the baseline, getting three, four shots to the hole, and finally a foul is going to be called here on Sierra Williamson. And Bachman will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Allison Bachman has got 9 points here in the ball game for the Morningside Mustangs, and now here comes Laurel Zwiner back into the ball game for Hastings. Replacing Sierra Williamson, also Van Kirk checking out for the Broncos, and Chanel Farmer comes back into the ballgame. 26-18 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead. Bachman will toe the mark here for Morningside, an 81% foul shooter in the season. And his shot is up there and in. He's now 36 out of 44 from the free throw line. Here comes Jackson out of the ballgame now for Hastings. Adam Zeenan comes in. 4 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first half, 26-19. Hastings out on top here. Adam Zeenan down the right sideline for the Broncos. Gets it into the offensive zone. Races all the way down in the corner. Adam Zeenan now gets it back out here to Cammie Breckman. She dribbles to the free throw line. Puts up a off-balance shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morningside. We got a two to the whistle here in the backcourt. The foul is going to be called here on Cammie Breckman of Hastings. Breckman picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number... Let's see, team foul number six on Hastings. Breckman is going to come out now for Hastings. And coming in is going to be Holly Samuelson. So Holly Samuelson into the ball game now for Hastings with 3:52 to play in this first half. There's Bachman with the ball. Bachman comes across the top. Augustine has got it. Drives it against Zeenan. Comes back out into the three-point territory to Ashley Schroeder, who's into the ball game now. To Augustine, to Schroeder on the far sideline. Picked up there by Laurel Zwiener. Out in three-point territory. Augustine has got it. Lobs it inside. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Peterson. She's got a two-on-three coming back the other way. Peterson out to Chanel Farmer. Skip pass down in the corner. Zeenan drives it. Now a pass is going to be out of bounds, and it's going to be Morningside ball. Zeenan trying to bring her back here to the near sideline to Frankie Peterson. And she threw it too far. The seventh turnover on Hastings. Morningside has got 8 turnovers. Hastings with 7 here in the first half. 3:25 to play. In the opening half, Hastings out on top by a score of 26-19. Here's Augustine. Lobs the ball inside. The shot's going to be blocked down. They got it into Mandy Osborne. The shot was blocked down there by Chanel Farmer, and Chanel picks up her second personal foul. So 7 fouls now on Hastings. Morningside has got just 2 here in the first half. Going to the free throw line will be Mandy Osborne. Her shot is up there. It's good. He's a 60% foul shooter on the season for Morningside. Mandy Osborne, a 5'11" junior out of Fairbury, Nebraska. Here's the second one. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Osborne. The ball is going to be tipped down. It's picked up here by Zenon. So it's a 26-20 ball game. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Autumn Zenon with the ball now for the Broncos. Gets over here to Frankie Peterson. Now to Zenon. Moves it over to Holly Samuelson. Free throw line extended right side. Samuelson now hands it away to Chanel Farmer. Now to Zenon here on the near sideline. Down in the corner. That's Peterson with the ball. Cross court pass comes over here to Chanel Farmer. Down to Holly Samuelson. Skip pass comes out to Zenon for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Morningside. Mustangs have the ball. Here comes Allison Bachman with it down the near sideline to Mandy Osborne. Down in the corner. Now he lobbed the ball inside to Schroeder. Her shot's going to be blocked down. The ball is loose and is going to be picked up here by Hastings. Samuelson has got the ball for the Broncos. Gets it away now to Autumn Zenon. Races back the other way. Zenon with the ball on the dribble. Moves it over on the far sideline. That's Frankie Peterson with the ball. Comes back to Zenon here on the near sideline down in the corner. She drives the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Now has it knocked loose and is going to be picked up here by Bachman. That's going to be the eighth turnover on Hastings in the ball game. 26-20 the score. 2:15 to play here in the first half. Here's Osten driving from the hole and a whistle and a foul called. Yeah, and Osten took it down the right side of the lane. It's going to be a 1-1 situation now for the Morningside Mustangs. Personal foul is going to be called here on Zenon. That's going to be her first. Van Kirk back in. Farmer will check out. Jackson also coming in. Zenon will come to the bench. 26-20 the score. Hastings is out on top by six, but Morningside at the free throw line with Ian Osten. Their shot is up there. It's good. Osten is 78% foul shooter. She's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line today. She's got 5 points. Osten scored 10 in the first meeting between these two teams back in November. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. So now Morningside is back to within 4 points again. 26-22 after Hastings led by as many as 10. That was back at the 5-minute mark. So Morningside, the last 3 minutes, got themselves back into the ballgame here. Abby Jackson goes over to Van Kirk. High right side. Van Kirk dribbling with the ball. Now to Abby Jackson. Steps in the free throw circle. Can't put up a shot. Back out to Van Kirk. Now to Jackson. 9 seconds. 8 seconds. Sandelson has got it. There's a pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Turnover number 9 on Hastings. Ball intercepted by Ackerman. Gets the ball down to Osten in the corner. Long range jumper put up to no good. Zwiener grabs the rebound. Oral Zwiener here in backcourt. Now Carey wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout here with 1:38 to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 26 and Morningside 22.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 1:38 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top, 26-22. Broncos will inbound the ball here in backcourt against this Morningside pressure. Here's Ollie Samuelson with the ball for Hastings in backcourt. They get it to Frankie Peterson. Frankie approaches the 10-second line, steps it into the offensive zone, flips the ball away to Jamie Van Kirk with 18 on the shot clock. Down to Laurel Zwiener on the short left baseline. Zwiener back out on top to Van Kirk again. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball on the wing, dribbling. Now picks up the dribble, bounce pass. Goes to Peterson, now to Jackson. Jackson sends it down to Holly Samuelson, deep in the right corner, drives the baseline, puts up a shot, it's going to be blocked down, and the ball is recovered here by Mandy Osborne. Osborne has got it for the Mustangs, hustling back the other way, down the near sideline to Schroeder. Back out on top, a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be an air ball, no good, by Mandy Osborne. Now the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt with a minute to play. 1 minute to play here in this first half. It's 26-22. The Broncos have the lead. Hastings will play things in. Here comes Van Kirk with the ball. Waist-high dribble with the right hand. Van Kirk brings it into the offensive zone again for the Broncos. Now to Abby Jackson. Abby Jackson bounce pass out to Van Kirk. Hastings with a 4-point lead, 26-22. Abby Jackson dribbling with the ball. Now loses control. Picks it back up. Gets it to Frankie Peterson. Out to Samuelson for three. Right down through the hole. Holly Samuelson knocks down a three-pointer. She's been hitting only 16% of her three-pointers this year. She fires that one right down the hole there. It's now a 29-22 ball game. Hastings back to a seven-point lead. 25 seconds to play. Here's Mandy Osborne with the ball. Now to Lacey Lehman. Lehman sends it down to the baseline here to Ackerman. She loses control of it and is picked up by Samuelson. Turnover number 9 on Morningside. Samuelson down the right sideline with 14 to play. Out to Frankie Peterson, now to Jackson, top of the key. Jackson lobs it inside to Zwiener. Zwiener puts up a shot in the lane. It's good, and she's fouled. Well, Zwiener hits the field goal, and she's fouled into play. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Zwiener with 6 points in the ball game now for Hastings. She'll go to the free throw line and attack on another one. It's 31-22 now. Hastings has got a nine-point lead. Ashley Schroeder picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 3. On Morningside, this one occurs with 6.2 seconds to play here in the first half. And Laurel Zwiener, one of the better foul shooters in the conference. In fact, number 2 this week, 83%, goes to the free throw line and shot good. Big three-point play there by Laurel Zwiener. Hastings has their second 10-point lead, 32-22 to score. Here's a pass into the scorers table, but it's going to be grabbed here by Augustine. Another pass is deflected. It's picked up by Van Kirker. Shot from back court is going to be no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. So that's the end of the first half of play. Hastings College has got the lead here at the break. It's Hastings College 32, Morningside 22. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. At halftime, the Hastings College women out on top of Morningside. The score is 32-22. Halftime show today brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So a seesaw battle throughout much of the first half of play, but Hastings has got the lead here by 10 points at halftime. It's 32-22. The Broncos in the first half getting 10 points in the ball game from Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk has knocked down 2 3-pointers, and she's got 2 2-point field goals. So Jamie Van Kirk leading the way for Hastings. She has got 10 points. Laurel Zwiener has got 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. She's got 7. Abby Jackson, she's got 5 points here in the first half. Jackson has got a 3 and a 2. Cammie Brucklin has got a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points at the break. And Holly Samuelson, she's at a 3-pointer for 3 points. Hastings shot just 1 free throw in the first half. That was from Zwiener, so they're 1 out of 1 from the free throw line here in half number 1. Morningside, 8 out of 11 from the free throw line in the first half. They got 10 points from Allison Bachman. Bachman, she had 1 3-pointer, and she had 3 2-point field goals, and she was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Leanne Osten, she had a field goal, and she was 4 out of 4 from the line. She's got 6 points here at halftime. Lexi Ackerman, she's got a field goal for 2. Jessica Teets, she's got a field goal and 2 points. Lacey Lehman, she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. Mandy Osborne, one out of two from the free throw line. She's got 1 point. And Kayleen Anderson, she is one out of two from the free throw line. She has got 1 point. Hastings College with a lead. It's 32-22. The 10th-ranked Broncos out on top of the 9th-ranked Mustangs here this afternoon. Shooting numbers in the ball game. Morningside could not buy a basket in the first half. In fact, they shot just 24% from the field. They were 7 out of 29 in the first 20 minutes for 24.1%. Hastings College 13 out of 30 for 43%. Morningside 0 out of 4 on three-pointers. Hastings was 5 out of 12 for 41%. Morningside from the free throw line, 8 out of 11 for 72%. Hastings was 1 out of 1. The rebounds, Hastings with 19 rebounds in the first half compared to 18 for Morningside. Hastings with 6 offensive rebounds. Morningside had 9. Hastings had 13 defensive rebounds compared to 9 for Morningside. The Broncos have turned the ball over 12 times so far here in the basketball game. Meanwhile, Morningside, they have turned the ball over a total of 13 times against the Hastings College defense. The Broncos with 2 block shots and 9 steals. Morningside has got 2 block shots and 7 steals. Hastings College has got the lead. It is 32-22 over Morningside. The score has been tied 3 times. We've had 5 lead changes here in the first half of play. The largest lead for Morningside has been 4 points. That was early in the basketball game. In fact, about 57 seconds into the contest, the biggest lead by Hastings was 10 points a couple of times here in the first half of play. The leading rebounder for the Broncos in the first half has been Abby Jackson. Abby Jackson has got 3 rebounds, and Sierra Williamson has got 3 for the Broncos. And the leading rebounder for Morningside was Allison Bachman. She has got 6 rebounds here in this first half. Hastings College with a lead, 32-22 over Morningside in women's college basketball. Stay tuned. We've got Tyson Avrani coming up next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. Then we've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter weekend. That was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight. Brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronic for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good evening. Welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight. We are at halftime here of the Hastings College basketball game. As we dive out of our Road to Rivalry series and head back onto campus, we find out about some of the things that are going on the Hastings College campus. And it's J-term over on the Hastings College campus, and lots of fun activities going on during this particular time. Joining us to talk about one particular event coming up here later this month, we have Steve Snell with us. He is the Assistant Professor of Art at Hastings College. And Steve, first of all, appreciate the time.
Oh, well, thanks for the invitation. I'm happy to talk about what we're working on here at the college.
Now, Steve, before we get talking a little bit about what's coming up later this month, maybe just talk a little bit about your J-term class and what you guys are doing.
Sure. So my J-term class is called Adventure Art, and this is the second year that I've taught the class. And it's really kind of a combination between what I do as an artist and also what I do as a teacher, and it kind of brings both those elements together. So what I mean by that is the students and I, we actually create a piece of art, in a sense, and that piece of art is an adventure. You know, think of adventure art as using your creativity and your imagination to create for yourself an exciting or remarkable experience. So basically we're inventing an adventure and then we're going on it. And it's both manufactured, but it's also very real. And last year what we did was I took the idea of just, you know, a normal school field trip to the art museum. It's an art class, so it seems like the right thing to do. And I challenged the students, okay, how do we take a field trip and somehow transform that into something like an adventure? How can we make it unforgettable and remarkable? Well, the easiest way to do that was just to get rid of the car. So instead of taking a van out to Kearney to the Museum of Nebraska Art, we instead built a little Conestoga wagon and hiked 55 miles pulling all of our gear. So kind of like the journey was the adventure. When we finally got to the museum, you know, we just had a tour of the show, and they fed us a really nice meal. But it was an unforgettable 3 days. This year, I'm taking that similar idea of a field trip to a museum, but rather than to the Museum of Nebraska Art in Kearney, we're working with the Sturr Museum in Grand Island, and they've given us special permission to actually live out in a cabin on their premises for a couple of days. And the idea is that we'll transform ourselves into pioneers, try and relive that experience as authentic as we can, and then we will, again, hike our way back to Hastings College at the end.
Now, is talking to maybe just a little bit about this event as you're going out, as far as the things that we are used to, as I guess I should say, you're probably putting a kind of a frame of mind here, maybe the 1800s, so to speak. The cell phones, the things like that, are those all going by the wayside here on this trip?
Yeah, we're going to limit ourselves in terms of what technology we bring. I will have a phone with me just for emergency reasons and to stay in contact with, you know, the school, basically. But the students put it to a vote, and they want to limit their own access to cell phones, iPads, computers, and whatnot. So they're kind of putting a self-imposed blackout, in a sense, on themselves for 3 days and three nights as we you know, try and live really by oil lamp, and we're going to try and eat and cook our own foods as authentically as we can.
Did students that signed up for this particular J-term class know that this was going to be part of the curriculum, or was this sort of a surprise for them?
I was a little bit of both. So last year, I'd say I lost a good number of students after the first meeting when I pitched to them what the basic idea was, which is good, you know, because I think for a class like this to work, you want to make sure everyone wants to be there. It's kind of an intense experience. So this year, I actually built in a couple like preliminary meetings, and so again, we lost quite a number, but then we always gain a few as well in terms of when word gets out and they hear what we're actually doing. So when J-term technically started, it was no surprise to the students that we were going to live outside in a tent for a night and camp out in a cabin for two nights. They were all enthusiastically on board with the idea by then.
Once again, this is going on January 21st. The group of seven students and art professor Steve Snell will be heading from Hastings College to the Sturr Museum to go live outside. And maybe just talk a little bit about how this all encompasses kind of bringing full circle around with what your course curriculum is all about.
Well, I mean, the course curriculum, I forgot to mention the whole second half of adventure art. So the first half is, you know, the invention of this experience, this real adventure. The art side really comes in with the image of that adventure. So students learn to use, you know, digital cameras and video, and even working with popular media to, like, help share our story. And, you know, how do we want to look? How can we frame it in a way that is as exciting as the actual experience? So that's how the art curriculum comes into to play, besides just the performative aspect. But it also ties in with local history. I think that's where my own kind of interest as an artist comes like full circle with it, that engaging with the American mythic past. And since we're in an area that literally the Oregon Trail goes right through. It seems really relevant to build our adventures around, you know, this late 19th century homesteader and Oregon Trail time period. So last year was more with the Oregon Trail. This year is more about the homesteader experience and what it would be like to live without so many of the, you know, technological conveniences we have today.
Once again, Steve Snell joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight as we are just about set to tip things back off for the second half. But, Steve, we appreciate the time. It's his course, J-term course, called Adventure Art, and they are heading out to the Stern Museum on January 21st. And you can follow along yourselves if you have Instagram. Use the hashtag Prairie Art Pioneer. Steve, we appreciate the time, and we wish you the best of luck on your expedition.
Well, thank you very much, and I just wanted to invite anybody that's interested in coming to see us on Friday. We'll come back to the college at around 5 p.m. at the Art Gallery, and we'll be there in full costume with whatever foods that we make along the way, and we're happy to share our food and our stories, so feel free to come join us for that.
Sounds like a good time, Steve. Thank you so much again.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery, and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
All right, second half is underway. Here's Wiener. She puts up the first shot of the second half and hits a little five-footer just off of the right side of the lane. Laurel Wiener has now got 9 points in the basketball game, and Hastings has their biggest lead of this ball game at 34-22. They're literally seconds to the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings out on top of the ninth-ranked Morningside Mustangs here this afternoon. Here's Leanne Osten with the ball, gets it out to Jessica Teets. Teets sends it down on the baseline on the left side to Bachman. She drives, puts it up there in the lane. It's going to be no good. Reaching for the rebound is going to be Zwiener. Zwiener outlet pass goes to the far sideline, goes to Frankie Peterson. Right-handed dribble down the far sideline, now to Cammy Bruckman, now to Abby Jackson. Jackson holding the ball over here against Lexi Ackerman of Morningside. Gets it over to Van Kirk, now back to Jackson. Jackson out here in three-point territory. Drives right side of the lane, stops, gets it out to Cammy Bruckman. 9 seconds to go on the shot clock. Bruckman down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Cammy Bruckman makes a big U-turn out there in the three-point territory and takes it down the left side of the lane and takes it to the goal and scores. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by 14 points, 36-22. There's a feed inside the ball. She goes up there against Zwiener. Shot's no good, but Zwiener is hit with a personal foul. Laurel Zwiener picks up her second. Team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half. And Ashlyn Ball goes to the free throw line. She's a 75% foul shooter in the season. She has not scored so far today. Ashlyn Ball will toe the mark here for Morningside. Looks up there. The shot is going to be good. Morningside in the first half of play, 8 out of 11. Hastings has shot only one free throw all day long today. Morningside is now 9 out of 12 from the free throw line as Ashlyn Ball will have one more. Second one is off of the back iron, high in the air, and falls off no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Peterson with a rebound out of Van Kirk, drives it to the hole. Her shot up there left-handed, no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Ackerman. Ackerman has got it now for Morningside. Gets it to Leanne Osten. She races back the other way. Osten down the lane. Her pass is going to be deflected. Osten trying to take it down on a short left baseline to Jessica Teets, and the ball is deflected out of bounds there by Zwiener of Hastings. So Morningside will play things in, baseline right side. Ackerman will key things in here for the Morningside Mustangs. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Osten, who sends it back inside to Ball. A shot is up and in. Ashlyn Ball scoring there for Morningside. That's her first field goal. She's now got 3 points in the ballgame. 36-25. Hastings with the lead. Here's Tammy Bruckner with the ball down to Van Kirk. Comes across the top. This is Jackson. Abby Jackson goes over to, looks like Bruckman. Now down in the baseline, it's going to be Van Kirk with the ball to Zwiener. He's up from 15 down through the hole. Well, Zwiener steps away from the basket and scores there. She's now got 11 points in the ballgame, and Hastings with a 13-point lead. Broncos 38 and the Mustangs 25, 17-45 to play in the ballgame. Ackerman takes the ball to the hole and scores. Lexi Ackerman scores there against Abby Jackson. Ackerman now with 4 points in the ballgame, 38-27. Hastings with the lead. Here comes Jackson down the near sideline. Bombs in to Laurel Zwiener. Nice bounce pass to Bruckman. Her shot is up there and in. Tammy Bruckman scores on the assist from Zwiener. Bruckman has now got 9 points in the ballgame. The Broncos again leading by 13, 40-27. Jackson nearly stole the ball away there. Here's Leanne Osten with it from Morningside. Comes across the top to Jessica Teets. Now to Osten. Bombs it in the lane. That's Ball with the ball. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Picked up by Jackson. Abby comes back the other way. 3-on-2. Abby Jackson right to the goal. Her shot is up there. No good. She misses the driving layup. Ball is going to be hit to the far side. Picked up by Frankie Peterson. Peterson out as Zwiener. She loses control of the ball, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here on Leanne Osten. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one in the Morningside Mustangs here in the second half. Peterson comes out. Zwiener comes in. Schroeder comes back in for Morningside. Also coming back in for the Mustangs will be Bandy Osborne. 17 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Hastings 40, Morningside 27. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. Abby Jackson will play things in. Baseline right side underneath her own basket. Comes out here to Bruckman. Sends it back down in the corner to Zwiener. She wasn't looking for it, and it goes off of her fingertips. Turnover on Hastings. Here comes Morningside back with the ball. Ackerman to Osten. Osten lobs it inside. The ball poked away from Mandy Osborne. The scramble is on, and it's picked up here by Bruckman. Turnover number 14 on Morningside. Here's Jackson with the ball at the free throw line. She has it swatted away. Jump ball is going to be called. Possession is pointing in favor of Morningside, so a Hastings College turnover. The Broncos have turned the ball away 13 times in the ball game today. They turned it over 31 times against this Morningside defense back at the end of November. The last team to beat Hastings was Morningside back there in November, 76-49. 40-27 is the score. There's a long pass down low. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ackerman. Her shot's going to be partially deflected, but the ball's brought down again by the Morningside Mustangs. Now they have it swatted away. Mandy Osborne loses the ball. It's picked up here by Breckman. Breckman out of Van Kirk. Hastings with the ball. Broncos have a 13-point lead, 40-27. Breckman sends it over to Jackson on the wing on the left side. Abby puts it on the floor, dribbles, trying to penetrate inside the three-point ring. Back out to Sierra Williamson, to Bruckman. Two-handed pass down in the corner. Van Kirk for three. That shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down, Allison Bachman. Allison Bachman down to Lexi Ackerman. Runs her back the other way. Here's Bachman with the ball. Bachman on the wing, drives it toward the goal against Van Kirk. Her shot is up there and in. Allison Bachman scoring there for Morningside. She's now got 12 points in the ballgame. It's 40-29. Abby Jackson with the ball. Abby Jackson now to Van Kirk, dribbles in the lane. Bounce pass is going to be tipped away from Zwiener. Ball is loose. Now Zwiener grabs it and shoots and scores. Ball is tipped away from Zwiener. She stays after it, gets the ball back, and puts one down off of the window. She's got 13 points in the ballgame, driving back the other way, a traveling violation. Lexi Ackerman took it right to the hole, and she's gone for a traveling violation from Morningside. That's 15 turnovers now on the Mustangs. Hastings has got a 13-point lead. It is 42-29. With 15 and a half minutes to play in the basketball game here today from the Osborne Sports Complex. Abby Jackson now to Chanel Farmer, who's into the ball game. Farmer down the left sideline. Bounce pass comes to Bruckman, now to Jackson. Jackson sends it inside to Zwiener. It's not going to be blocked down. Nice block there by Ashley Schroeder. Now coming back to right sideline. The ball's going to be taken away by Chanel Farmer. She throws it right back into the hands of Allison Bachman. Bachman has got it now for Morningside, so a couple of turnovers there. Morningside gets the ball back. Here's Ackerman for three. Shot is up there, no good. Now we got a foul called on the rebound. Personal foul can be called on the rebound here. It's going to go on Morningside as the officials come over and make the call. It's going to go on Bachman. That's going to be her first. Bachman picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number two on Hastings. Frankie Peterson coming into the ball game now for Hastings, and coming out is going to be, looks like Zwiener is going to come to the bench. 14:55 to play in the ball game. Hastings 42, Morningside 29. Broncos will inbound the ball down the left sideline. Peterson has got it now to Cammy Bruckman. Now to Jackson. Down the right sideline into the offensive zone. Jackson dribbles down in the corner. Now drives the baseline. And now she's going to be called for being out of bounds. Jackson driving the baseline there is called for being out of bounds. Turnover number 15 on Hastings here in the ballgame. The Broncos average 14 per game throughout the season. 14:44 to play in the ballgame. It's Hastings out on top of Morningside by a score of 42-29. Broncos led at halftime with this one, 32-22. Morningside has got the ball. Here's Bachman, sends it back inside. With the ball there is going to be Lehman. She loses control of it. It's picked up by Osten in the lane. Her son's going to be up there. No good. Rebound Schroeder goes back up. Shoots and misses again. Rebound Schroeder. She tries to shovel the ball away. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Chanel Farmer. Farmer gets the ball now to Jackson. Down the right sideline. Bruckman has got the ball. Cammy brings it up on the high block on the right side. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted and lost out of bounds here by Osten. Osten got the interception but couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. Hastings will play things in. Frankie Peterson will trigger things in. 14-12 remaining in the ballgame. Hastings will have 19 on the shot clock. Peterson gets it into Autumn Zeenan, who comes into the ballgame now. Ball poked away by Osten, but Zeenan picks it up on the far sideline. Zeenan now to Cammy Bruckman. Back to Zeenan to the far sideline. The Farmer down in the corner. Peterson back out to Chanel on the wing. Two-handed pass comes out to Zeenan. Dribble penetration to the free throw line. Runs into traffic and a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Hastings. And coming into the ball game now for Morningside is going to be Ashlyn Mall. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Ashley Schroeder. Morningside will play things in here in backcourt. 13:55 to play in the game. Hastings 42, Morningside 29. Down the near sideline, Hayward has got it now. Haywood drives the ball against Farmer, puts up a shot from 5 feet away. It's good. Sarah Haywood scoring there. She just checked back into the ball game for Morningside. Gets that field to go down over the head of Chanel Farmer. 42-31. Mustangs back to within 11. Here's Chanel from the deep left corner. Shots up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. Bruckman gets it on the weak side there for the Broncos. Down on the corner now to Peterson. Gets it inside to Williamson. Shot is up there. No good. Misses the easy one. Rebound to Farmer. Out to Autumn Zeenan. Back down to Chanel on the left side. Left sideline. Chanel Farmer. Bounce pass goes down to Williamson. Back out to Chanel on the wing. To Zeenan, top of the key. Autumn dribbles the ball in the lane, kicks it out to Chanel Farmer, dribbles to her left, fires up a shot. It's going to be blocked out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there was Bachman of Morningside. Hastings will play things in, baseline right side, underneath her own basket. Here comes Farmer out of the ball game now. Coming back in is going to be Van Kirk. 13:07 to play in the ball game. Hastings 42, Morningside 31. Autumn Zeenan will inbound the ball. Zeenan looking, finally gets it out here to Williamson at the free throw line, out of Van Kirk. Bounce pass to Zeenan. Autumn Zeenan dribbling the ball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Autumn Zeenan now to Frankie Peterson. To Williamson at the free throw line. Bounce pass down low. It's going to be too far out of bounds. Van Kirk was down there in the baseline, and it was thrown out of bounds. And now Carey wants to call a timeout. Turnover on Hastings. Carey calls the timeout. 12 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 42, Morningside 31.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. High school basketball going on today on our network of stations. We've got Hastings St. Cecilia playing at Kearney Catholic. You can catch that doubleheader from Kearney on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. The girls' game is underway now, and the boys' game will start at about 4:15 this afternoon. So St. Cecilia playing at Kearney Catholic today. You can catch it on our network of stations on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, we've got USHL Hockey. Tri-City Storm taking on Dubuque tonight from the VRO Event Center in Kearney. Their time will be at 6:50. For the pregame show tonight, 7:05 for the faceoff, the Tri-City Storm and Dubuque coming up tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings 42, Morningside 31 women's college basketball action for you this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings has got the lead over this ninth-ranked team in the nation in Morningside. Here comes Lacey Lehman back with the ball now for the Mustangs following the timeout. Haywood now to the near sideline. That's Bachman with the ball. Drives it against Breckman. Her shot's going to be up there, partially deflected. The ball is brought out here. Haywood drives it now to Osten. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound underneath there. Her shot is up and in. That's Ashlyn Mall, and she is fouling the play. Ashlyn Mall scoring there. She has now got 5 points in the ball game, and she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Hastings. It's going to go on Van Kirk. That's going to be her first. So the first foul on Van Kirk. That's going to be team foul number two on Hastings. Williamson comes out of the ball game. Here comes Zwiener back into the lineup now for the Broncos. Mall to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim, and it falls off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Zwiener. So Mall misses the free throw. Hastings back with the ball now. Autumn Zena, a long pass ahead. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Far sideline by Haywood of Morningside. So Hastings will play things in. 12:32 to play in the contest. Hastings looking for their 12th straight win here this afternoon. Hastings currently sitting at 17-2 on the season. Here's Cammie Bruckman with the ball out here in three-point territory. Bruckman dribbles, now sends it inside. Peterson has got it, spins in the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Gets her own ball back, shoots and scores. Frankie Peterson scores in the lane there for Hastings. That's her first field goal of the ball game. That's now 44-33. Hastings back to an 11-point lead with 12-10 remaining. Haywood with the ball now for Morningside. Lacey Lehman out here in three-point territory. Dribbles once, sends it the ball deep in the corner on the right side to Osten. Osten now to Haywood. Brings it back to the near sideline. Here's Lehman with the ball behind a ball screen. And now is open. Takes the three-pointer. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound offensively by Bachman. And we got a foul called. Allison Bachman grabs it on the weak side on the baseline. And a personal foul is going to be called on Zenon of Hastings. Autumn picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on Hastings. Into the ball game now for the Broncos. It's going to be Alex Edwards. Edwards comes in for Frankie Peterson. So Alex Edwards checks in there for the first time today, a 5'10" freshman out of Crete. Morningside will play things in. It's loose out here in three-point territory, and now Van Kirk grabs it. Van Kirk tries to flip the ball down to, well, down here in the baseline. Now Van Kirk gets it back, and her shot is up and in. It was running loose. Cammie Breckman finally got control of it. She immediately sends it over to Van Kirk, and she lays it in. You got 12 points in the ballgame. Hastings now with a 13-point lead. Follow the bouncing ball there, and Hastings is able to finish at the basket. A 13-point lead now at 46-33. There's a long pass inside the ball. She is knocked down on the play. No foul is called. The ball is loose and is picked up by Zenon. Autumn Zenon has got it for Hastings College. Runs back inside the free throw circle. Nice pass to Breckman. Shot good. Breckman puts it in her left hand, and there's an assist by Autumn Zenon. Cammie Breckman has now got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 15-point lead. Broncos 48 and Morningside 33 here at the Osborne Sports Complex. High right side is going to be Osten. Sends it down in the corner. Lehman has got the ball. Lacey Lehman brings it out here in the three-point territory on the dribble. Nearly travels, but keeps things under control. Here's Osten. Osten down the near sideline. That's going to be Lehman with the ball now to Sarah Haywood as she drives it into the lane. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out here. It's going to be picked up by Bachman. Her shot no good. Rebound Bachman goes back up. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Jamie Van Kirk races out of there on the dribble now down the near sideline. Brings it into the offensive zone down in the corner to Breckman. She drives it into the lane. Bounce pass down to Edwards on the baseline. Shot is up there. Short, no good. Rebound tipped by Zwiener, but right into the hands here of Lacey Lehman. Here come the Mustangs back the other way. 10-17 to play in this second half. Hastings with a 15-point lead. Three-pointer put up there by Bachman is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk of Hastings. Jamie Van Kirk running her back the other way for the Broncos. Van Kirk will run into Haywood defensively for the Mustangs. Over to Autumn Zenon. Now to Van Kirk again. Jamie Van Kirk. Bounce pass goes to Alex Edwards. Now to Van Kirk. Zenon on the wing. Bombs away for three. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Haywood. Sarah Haywood dribbles behind her back. Gets it away from Cammie Breckman. Into the offensive zone now for the Mustangs. Two-handed pass comes over here to Osten. Osten down there in the baseline now. Dribbling is going to be Lehman. Takes it to the hole and scores. Lacey Lehman scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ballgame. She hit for 16 against Hastings the first time around. Here's Van Kirk driving it. Her shot is off of the glass. No good. Zwiener tips the ball. Picked up by Zenon. Her shot no good. It rebounded there by Zwiener, and her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound to Lacey Lehman for Morningside. Lacey Lehman takes the ball to the goal, and her shot's going to be up there and in. Lacey Lehman goes coast to coast. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 5 points, 48-37. Hastings College now with an 11-point lead with 9 minutes to play. Hastings with the ball. Here's Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk holds it. Out to Autumn Zeden. Now on the wing. That's Cammy Breckman. Breckman holds it. Holds it. Now dribbles it inside the free throw circle. Dumps it down low. Edwards. Pass down in the corner to Zwiener. Now out to the top of the key. That's Breckman for three. Shot good. Cammy Breckman now with 14 in the ball game. Timeout Morningside. Morningside calls a timeout. Hastings has a 14-point lead. 8 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the game. It is Hastings 51, Morningside 37.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that, and you find out more at www.hastings.edu. Morningside has got the ball now. Running back the other way, that's going to be Schroeder, who's back into the ball game. Ashley Schroeder comes over here on the wing on the left side, now down in the corner. As Morningside tries to attack the Hastings College defense, it has been stout today. There's a feed inside, a shot's going to be up and in. That's going to be Jordine Wallenberg scoring there for Morningside. That's going to be her first field goal. 51-39, Hastings with the lead. Here's Abby Jackson now to Van Kirk down the right sideline. Holly Samuelson has got it now. Back out to Van Kirk. Dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. Sends it inside to Williamson. Kicks it out to Edwards on the baseline. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Morningside. Out of the pass is going to be tipped, and it's going to be brought down by Hastings. Turnover on Morningside. Holly Samuelson has got it. The ball tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk for Hastings College. So the Broncos have a 51-39 lead, and now we got a kicking violation out here in three-point territory. Mallory Moore is into the ball game now, a freshman out of Omaha for Morningside. So Mallory Moore is in there now, looking for a little offensive spark, I think, for the Mustangs. They've got only 39 points on the board. Here's Abby Jackson inside the free throw circle out to Van Kirk. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Schroeder, and the ball's going to be recovered here by Ackerman from Morningside, and now they throw the ball away. Ackerman had it here in backcourt after the blocked shot from Schroeder on the three-point field goal attempt by Van Kirk, and the Morningside Mustangs throw the ball in the Mustangs bunch. 18 turnovers on Morningside. Hastings has got 17 turnovers. Hastings 51, Morningside 39, women's college basketball. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Scheduled tip-off time will be at 4 o'clock. Here's Samuelson, sends it inside again. Williamson mishandles the ball. It's going to be brought down here by Schroeder. A turnover on Hastings. Here's Mallory Moore with the ball now for Morningside as he crosses the 10-second line, goes over to Lexi Ackerman. Ball high above her head. Now to Schroeder on the far sideline. Schroeder gets the ball here to Jessica Teets, who's back in the ball game. And now we got a whistle as Mallory Moore retrieves the ball again here on the left wing. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Samuelson. That's going to be her first foul. It's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Here comes Frankie Peterson into the ball game now for Hastings. And coming out is going to be Samuelson. So Frankie Peterson in. Samuelson is out. Morningside will inbound the ball with 7:02 to play in the ball game. Hastings 51, Morningside 39. They lob it out here to Wallenberg, who returns it back down to Mallory Moore on the right sideline. Mallory Moore loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. He was driving the ball toward the hole and lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 19 on Morningside. Here's Hastings back with the ball now. Abby Jackson here in backcourt. Jackson dribbling with it, goes over to Alex Edwards. Alex Edwards, two-handed pass is going to be tipped away. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Alex Edwards trying to get the ball here to Williamson, and it was tipped out of bounds. Hastings will play things in with 21 seconds left on the shot clock. Abby Jackson will trigger things in down here in the baseline. Jackson looks, comes way out on top. That's Frankie Peterson on the ball, not a Breckman. Cammy Breckman holds it out here, sends it over to Edwards on the wing on the left side, back out to Cammie Bruckman between the circles. She drives it out down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass out to Edwards. Edwards being attacked out here. Now comes across the top. Abby Jackson has got it. Cross court pass intercepted. Intercepted by Schroeder, and then the foul is called in the backcourt. So Hastings with a dangerous cross court pass. It was intercepted, and a foul is going to be called here on Bruckman. That's going to be her third. Three fouls on Cammie Bruckman. Team foul number five on Hastings. End of the ball game. Leanne Osten now for Morningside. Checking out is going to be Mallory Moore. Non-shooting situation, so Morningside will play things in off of the far sideline. 6:28 to play in the ball game. Hastings with a 12-point lead, 51-39. It's been a grind here for points in this basketball game. Two good defensive teams scoring off here today. And now we got another personal foul called here on Bruckman. That's going to be your fourth. So four fouls now on Bruckman. Coming down to the scorer's table is going to be Zenon. Zenon comes in, and Bruckman will come to the bench with 6:20 remaining here in the ball game. 51-39, Hastings with a 12-point lead. Morningside will inbound the ball. Wallenberg has got it here. And she will dribble with it as he comes over here to Ashley Schroeder. Schroeder in three-point territory. Comes across the top. That's Osten. Osten dribbles to the wing on the right side. There's a two-handed pass to the near sideline. Wallenberg takes it to the free throw line. Stops there. Down to Schroeder. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Peterson. Frankie Peterson with the ball for Hastings. The Broncos have done a great job today on the boards. Here comes Abby Jackson with it out to Zenon for three. Shot is up there. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wallenberg. Wallenberg to the near sideline. Now to Ackerman. Ackerman brings it back to Wallenberg. She wasn't looking for the pass. It's loose and it's picked up by Zenon. A turnover there on Morningside. They're 20 into the ball game. Here comes Zenon driving the ball down to baseline and contact made and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Wallenberg. That's going to be your second. Team foul number three on the Mustangs. Into the ball game now. Haywood comes in. Ackerman comes out. Also coming back in is going to be Michaela Augustine. Augustine comes in and Wallenberg checks out for Jamie Sale and the Morningside Mustangs. 5.5 to play. 51-39. Hastings with the lead. Broncos playing things in. Here's Jackson with the ball. Abby Jackson. Now Alex Edwards. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline. Frankie Peterson drives inside. Puts up a 10-footer. Off of the mark. No good. Rebound Williamson. Williamson goes back up. Puts it up there left-handed. Their shot's blocked. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson gets it back out to Jackson. Down in the corner to Zenon. Zenon bounce pass out to Abby Jackson in three-point territory. Hastings gets the fresh shot clock. Abby Jackson bounce pass in the lane. Frankie Peterson forces up a shot and she's fouled in the play. Frankie Peterson will go to the free throw line now for the Broncos after being mauled in the play here by Jessica Teets. That's the second foul on Jessica Teets, and going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Peterson. Peterson has got a field goal and 2 points so far today. It's 51-39. This is the first free throw of the day, and it's up there and in. Peterson, a good foul shooter. She's hitting 81% from the free throw line. Frankie will have one more. It's 52-39. Zenon comes out. And checking back into the ball game for Hastings will be Sierra Williamson. 52-39. Here comes the next shot. It is good by Peterson. So she hits both of her free throws. Hastings with a 14-point lead again. 53-39. Approaching the 5-minute mark. Haywood has got the ball. Haywood drives the ball down the lane. Kicks her out here. They get her over to Schroeder. Back inside to Osten. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled in the play. Osten will go to the free throw line down for Morningside. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Van Kirk. That's going to be her second. Two fouls on Van Kirk. Team foul number 7 in the Broncos. So this will be a 1-1 situation now by Leanne Osten. Her first one is up there. It is good. Osten now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line today. She's got 7 points in the ball game. There comes Winter back into the ball game now for Hastings. And she's going to check in for Alex Edwards. So Hastings will go with both Zwiener and also Williamson in the ball game now. 5 minutes to go here in this ball game. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Osten. She's perfect from the free throw line. That's 53-41. Hastings College has the lead with 5 minutes to go here in this one. Broncos come back with the ball. This is going to be Van Kirk. Van Kirk gets the ball now to Frankie Peterson. Moves the ball on the dribble down on the baseline. Two-handed pass comes back on top to Van Kirk. She tries to drive it. Can't do it. Retreats back out here into three-point territory. Gives it to Jackson. Now to Van Kirk. Down in the corner. Zwiener has got it. Back out to Abby at the top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Loses control of the ball. Scramble is on. We have got a jump ball called here. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos will stay right here. But now we got 3 seconds left in the shot clock. Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline. With 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. The Broncos call a timeout here with 4:33 to play. They'll try to design something here at the near sideline with 3 seconds left in the shot clock. So we've got a timeout here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 4:33 to play in the ballgame. Hastings 53, Morningside 41.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Broncos led this baby at halftime by the score of 32-22. We had three ties in the first half. We had five lead changes. So far in the second half, Hastings has led this baby the entire way. Broncos got out to as much as a 15-point lead here in the second half. It's now 12 points at 53-41. Abby Jackson will play things in with 3 seconds left in the shot clock. They just lobbed the ball toward the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jessica Teets. So Morningside has got the ball down the right sideline. Osten has got it. Leanne Osten picked up by Williamson. There's a pass down to Schroeder. Schroeder brings it out of the wing down the right side to Haywood. She puts it on the floor, dribbles with it to the left sideline. Bounce pass comes over here to Augustine. Augustine on the wing. Comes out to Osten now in three-point territory. Entry pass to get it to Schroeder, who hands the ball away to Osten, who tries to take it down the lane. It's deflected. Picked up here by Augustine on the near sideline. Now to Osten. Her shot on the elbow. It's going to be no good. Save from going out of bounds, but right into the hands of Frankie Peterson. Peterson has got it for Hastings down the left sideline. 3:55 to play in the game. Hastings with a 12-point lead, 53-41. Van Kirk now to Jackson. Jackson goes over to Peterson. Now to Abby Jackson, top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Zwiener. Shot up there, no good. Rebound, loose, picked up there by Peterson. Frankie dribbles back out here. Abby Jackson, the Frankie in the corner, brings it back to Abby Jackson. Comes across the top to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk with it, holds it. Goes over to Frankie Peterson on the wing. On the left side, picked up by Schroeder from Morningside. Out on the top of the key, Abby Jackson has got it. Abby over here to Van Kirk for three. That shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound to Zwiener. Back out to Jamie Van Kirk. 3:19 to play. Hastings gets a fresh shot clock. Broncos have a 12-point lead. Here's Zwiener with the ball. Mishandles it. Goes down to Jackson. Her lob pass inside is going to be over the head of Sierra Williamson. As brought down here by Schroeder. Morningside has got it. There's the ball deflected out of bounds by Zwiener. Right into the Mustang bench. Royal Zwiener gets the tip, and now Morningside wants to call a timeout. We're down to 3 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Here in the ballgame, Hastings has got a 12-point lead as the Broncos 53 and the Mustangs 41.
For shelter insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings 53, Morningside 41. This is the NAIA Division II National Game of the Week this week. Hastings has led this baby for quite some time. 53-41 is the score. Broncos had a 10-point lead at halftime. In fact, the last time that Morningside had the lead was way back at 15-14. Hastings has controlled things since. Building a 15-point lead here in the second half. Morningside unable to really chip away at that lead. They have not gotten on a typical Morningside run that we have seen in past years. against this Bronco defense today. The Bronco defense has been very, very good. 53-41. Here's a Haywood with the ball. Kicks it back out to Schroeder, top of the key. It's going to be up off the mark, no good. Rebound there by Hastings. Sierra Williamson gets the rebound. Now to Abby Jackson down the near sideline. Jackson races the ball into the offensive zone. Now loses control of it. It's loose and it's being picked up by Morningside. 20 turnovers on Hastings here in the ball game. There's Haywood with the ball. Under 3 minutes to go. Haywood sends it over to Schroeder. Out of the top of the key. That's a Bachman. Throws up a three. Shot good. Allison Bachman hits the three ball. She's got 15 points in the ball game, and it's 53-44. Hastings up by 9 points now with 2.5 to play. Here's Jackson again on the far sideline. The Laurels winner has the basketball knocked loose, and a foul is going to be called. Haywood picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Morningside, so no free throws here. They've still got a couple of ways. Here comes Bruckman back into the ballgame. She'll play with 4 personal fouls. Sierra Williamson will come to the bench. 2:23 to play. Hastings leading by a score of 53-44. So just a 3-possession ball game right now. Hastings with the ball. They need to keep attacking this defense from Morningside. Here's Abby Jackson. Bounce pass goes inside the Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot. It is good, and she is fouling the play. Laurel Zwiener, an off-balance shot. Right side of the lane, kind of forces one up there, and she gets the bounce right down through the hole, and a personal foul is going to be called on Ashley Schroeder. A big, big play there by Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener, the native out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. 6'4" and senior, makes a big-time move right there, and Zwiener now goes to the free throw line. Her foul shot is going to be up there no good, and the rebound comes down to Morningside, so it's a 55-44 ball game. Hastings leading by 11, 2 minutes to play here in the contest. Schroeder for three, throws up a shot, good. Ashley Schroeder throws up a three ball there from Morningside. That makes the score 55-47. Morningside back to within 8 points now with 1:50 to play. Now we got a foul here in backcourt. That's going to go on Morningside. I think Osten is going to pick up the personal foul here. That's going to be the case. Leanne Osten, he picks up the foul. That's going to be her second one. That's going to be team foul number 7 now on the Mustangs. So Jamie Van Kirk goes to the free throw line. Van Kirk with 12 points in the ball game today. She is number 3 in the conference in field goal, or rather in a free throw percentage at 83%. So toe the mark here. Your first one is good. Jamie Van Kirk has now hit 56 out of 67 from the free throw line this year. She'll have her second one right here. That gives Hastings a 9-point lead. Van Kirk's next free throw is up there. It's good. So a 10-point lead for Hastings, 57-47 with a 1:49 left. Lehman has got the ball from Morningside, gets around the screen, drives into the hole, and the shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Laurel Zwiener with another blocked shot here. That's her second one today. She leads the Great Plains Athletic Conference in blocked shots with 38. She's had 2 so far today. Morningside will play things in. They come out here to Leanne Osten. She's going to drive the ball to the rack again. Her shot's going to be up there no good, and she's going to be fouled in the play. That's going to send Osten to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called here on Peterson. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. 1:40 left on the clock. Hastings with a 10-point lead, 57-47. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Leanne Osten. She is now 7 out of 7 from the free throw line today. She's got 9 points in the ballgame. Here's the next shot. It is up there. Good. And now Jamie Sale wants to call a timeout. Hastings College wants to call a timeout here with 1 minute and 40 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 57, Morningside 49.
To some, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here today on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trying to hang on down the stretch here. 57-49. A minute and 40 seconds to play. Here in the second half, Hastings will inbound the ball. Peterson will get things in to Bruckman. Back to Frankie Peterson. Now to Abby Jackson. Still in backcourt. Back to Frankie Peterson. Here come the Broncos. Still in backcourt. Abby Jackson has got the ball. Abby gets it across the 10-second line to Zwiener. We've got a 10-second violation called. Abby Jackson got rid of the ball. right here at the 10-second line, delivered it down to Laurel Zwinger, and the referee trailing the play with a 10-second violation on Hastings here in backcourt. Wow. 21 turnovers on Hastings. That one was marginal at best. 57-49 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. The Morningside has got the ball following the turnover. Osten, she's going to drive the ball to the hole. Her shot's up there and in. Leanne Osten scores. She's got 12 points in the ball game. It's now 57-51. Morningside putting on a push here late in the ball game. We're down to 1:11 to play. Now we got a foul here in backcourt. Personal foul is going to go in backcourt. It's going to go on Haywood. That's going to be her second personal foul. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Williamson. She checks in for Zwiener. To the free throw line for Hastings will be Peterson. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line today. 81% for the season. 57-51. Here comes the next shot by Peterson. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Morningside. So Morningside has got the ball. Bachman down the right sideline to get it ahead to Haywood. She falls down with a play traveling violation. Haywood just falls down with the ball, taking it up the right sideline. Turnover number 21 on Hastings, or on Morningside here in the ball game. 21 turnovers on Morningside, 21 on Hastings. Williamson comes out. Here comes Zwiener back into the ball game. Hastings with a 6-point lead, 57-51. Van Kirk has got the ball. Van Kirk now to Jackson. There's a pass that's going to be deflected, but it's going to be picked up here by Peterson. Now to Abby Jackson. Long pass down to four. They get it to Breckman. She goes up for the shot. She's going to be hammered in the play by Schroeder. So Breckman now goes to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be called on Ashley Schroeder. That's going to be her third foul. So Breckman will show the mark now for the Broncos. Gabby will have two shots here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. She's got 14 points in the ballgame. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Breckman is 71% foul shooter. Here comes Zwiener back out of the ballgame. Sierra Williamson comes in. 58-51. Hastings with a 7-point lead with 54 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Breckman misses it, and the rebound comes down to Schroeder. Outlet pass to the near sideline. They get it to Haywood. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Now drives it to the goal. We got a traveling violation. No, a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Abby Jackson. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 9 on Hastings. That's going to send Haywood to the free throw line for Morningside. She's a 55% foul shooter. She's 10 out of 18 this year. Williamson comes out. Here comes Zwiener back in. 47.2 seconds to play in regulation. 58-51. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Haywood looks up there. Shot is going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up on the hop here by Laurel Zwiener. Down to Frankie Peterson. Here's Breckman with the ball. Breckman sends it to Abby Jackson on the far sideline. Reaching in foul here on Morningside. So Hastings will go to the charity stripe now. That's Ashley Schroeder picking up her fourth personal foul. Jackson will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Abby Jackson has not been there today. 67% on the season. She's 21 out of 31 from the free throw line. Abby puts it up there. Shot good. Here comes Williamson back in. Zwiener checks out. 38.1 seconds to play. Hastings now with an 8-point lead, 59-51. Jackson's next shot is up there. It is good. So a couple of free throws there by Jackson, and Hastings has a 3-possession lead now. It's 60-51. There's a long-range jumper from Osten. Her shot is going to be short, no good, and a rebound foul is going to be called. A rebounding foul here on Hastings. It's going to go on Williamson. That's going to be her third foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Ashley Schroeder. Schroeder again to the stripe here from Morningside with 30.1 seconds to play. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good by Schroeder. She'll get another one. That's 10 fouls plus now on each team. Here comes Zwiener back into the ball game, and Schroeder, rather, it's going to be Williamson checking out. Schroeder's at the free throw line for Morningside. It's 60-51. Hastings with the lead. There's the next shot. That one's down through the hole. She hits 1 out of 2. And now Jamie wants to call another timeout here for the Mustangs. Morningside calls a timeout. 30.1 seconds to play. Morningside within 8 points. It's Hastings 60, Morningside 52.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco Basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Hastings now with an 8-point lead at 60-52. Morningside trying to chip away here at the end of the ball game. 60-52. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Mustangs in the event of a jump ball down the stretch here. Frankie Peterson will play things in. Morningside will attack. They've got all five defenders here in the defensive zone. Frankie Peterson looking to play things in. She does to Van Kirk. Van Kirk double teaming to the baseline. She'll be fouling the play. That's going to send Jamie Van Kirk to the charity stripe here. Lacey Lehman picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. So now the Sutton native, Jamie Van Kirk, the transfer from North Dakota State, coming to the free throw line. She's got 14 points in the ball game. Van Kirk 2 out of 2 from the stripe here in this ball game. Van Kirk, the third best foul shooter in the conference, and she hits that one. Nothing but twine from the free throw line by Jamie Van Kirk. And she'll have one more shot here. Jamie's now got 15 points in the ball game for Hastings. Laurel Zwiener's also got 15. Next shot is up there. It is good by Van Kirk. 62-52. Hastings with a 10-point lead. Here comes Lacey Lehman back with the ball now for Morningside down the right sideline. They get it to Lehman on the far sideline, or that's going to be Haywood. Their shot's going to be no good. Rebounded underneath there by Bachman. She loses control of the ball. The scramble is on. Now a jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Morningside. So the Mustangs will play things in with 13.6 seconds to play, and it's a 10-point ball game. So Hastings on their way to their 12th straight win here. Hastings with a 10-point lead with 13 seconds to play. Haywood will inbound the ball. It is bouncing off of the back of Jackson. Haywood has got it back. Her shot in the lane is going to be up there. It's going to be good, and she is fouling the play. Haywood gets a field goal there. That's a nice heads-up play by Haywood. She gets the field goal, and Abby Jackson commits the personal foul for Hastings. Haywood just knocks it off of the back of Abby Jackson, who was not facing her when she was inbounding the ball, and she gets it. Now she gets a 3-point play as Haywood sends one down from the free throw line. So just like that, it's a 62-55 ball game. Now with 9.9 seconds to play. Frankie Peterson will inbound the ball. She runs the baseline here for Hastings. Peterson looking. Gets it out of Zwiener. Zwiener gets it to Cammie Breckman. She's going to race back the other way against Osten. Takes the ball to the goal and shot is up there and in. Cammie Breckman scoring there for Hastings. 4 seconds, 3 seconds down the near sideline. Lehman has got the ball. Lehman from three fires it up to the shot. No good. Rebound Peterson. Hastings wins the ball game. So Hastings College wins the basketball game here today. The 10th-ranked Broncos beat the 9th-ranked Morningside Mustangs by a score of 64-55. The Broncos are now 18-2 in the season. They have won 12 games in a row. Meanwhile, the Broncos go to 9-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside, they drop to 15 wins and 5 losses. And the Mustangs drop to 6 wins and 4 losses in the conference. So a big, big win for Hastings today. The NAIA Division II National Game of the Week. And Hastings picks up the win 64-55 over Morningside today. We'll come back and check the final numbers right after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it here today in women's college basketball. Final score, Hastings 64 and Morningside 55. The last lead that Morningside had in the ball game today was at 15-14. Hastings led by 10 at halftime, 32-22. Stretched the lead to 15 points in the second half, and Morningside with a late game push had it down to 6 points at one point at 57-51 with a minute and 11 seconds to play. But the Broncos hanging on. They beat Morningside today in women's college basketball by a score of 64-55. So 12 wins in a row now for Hastings College. And their next game is coming up next Wednesday as they will take on the seventh-ranked team in the country, the Concordia Bulldogs, right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. But Hastings, a big win today over ninth-ranked Morningside here in women's college basketball. The Broncos today, as we check the final totals, they got 17 points from Cammy Bruckman as she led the charges today. Cammy Bruckman had 5 points in the first half, had 12 more in the second half, so Bruckman hits for 17 points in the game today. Jamie Van Kirk had 16 points, and Laurel Zwiener had 15 points. So three players in double figures for Hastings, led by Cammy Bruckman, 17 points. The other scores for the Broncos, we had Abby Jackson. She scored 7 in the ball game today. Frankie Peterson, she had 4. Sierra Williamson had 2. And Holly Samuelson, I think I said that, 3 points in the basketball game here today. So three players in double figures for Hastings, led by Cammy Bruckman's 17 points. For Morningside, they got 15 points today from Allison Bachman. She scored 10 of those in the first half of play. So 15 for Allison Bachman. 12 points for Leanne Osten. The other scores for the Mustangs, Lexi Ackerman came through with 4 points. Sarah Haywood had 5. Jessica Teets had 2 points. Jordine Wallenberg had 2. Lacey Lehman had 5 points. Mandy Osborne had 1. Ashlyn Mall had 5 points. Kayleen Anderson had 1. And Ashley Schroeder, she had 4 points in the ball game today for Morningside. So Hastings College wins it today over the Morningside Mustangs by the score of 64-55. We'll come back and check the final shooting numbers in the ball game right after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Yeah, the Hastings College women's basketball team victorious in game number one today as they beat Morningside 64-55. Final shooting numbers in the ball game today. Morningside ended up shooting only 30% for the ball game today. They were 24% in the first half. They were not much better in the second half. 7 out of 29 in half number one. They were 12 out of 33 in the second half, so they end up going 19 for 62 today from the floor for 30.6%. Hastings College 24 out of 60 for 40%. Morningside, they hit 2 out of 13 on three-pointers today for just 15%. Hastings College 6 out of 19 from behind the arc. They had 31%. Morningside was 15 out of 22 from the free throw line for 68%. Hastings connected on 10 out of 13 from the stripe for 76%. The rebounds today is where Hastings won the ball game. The Broncos with 40 rebounds in the ball game. Or check that. Broncos had 40 rebounds compared to 42 for Morningside. So not as big of a disadvantage as I thought it was. 42 for Morningside and 40 for Hastings College in the ball game here today. Turnovers, it was Morningside with 26. Hastings had 24. Two block shots and 16 steals for Morningside. Hastings had four block shots and 17 steals. Leading rebounders for Hastings in the ball game today. I see Frankie Peterson came up with 8 rebounds. Laurel Zwiener had 7. Meanwhile, for Morningside, they got 12 rebounds from Allison Bachman. So she comes up with a double-double today with 14 points and 12 rebounds. But Hastings College wins it in women's college basketball today over Morningside by a score of 64-55. Hastings now 18-2 in the season. They've won 12 games in a row. The Broncos now 9-2 in the conference. They'll play 7th-ranked Concordia College coming up on Wednesday night right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. In the final in game number one, it was Hastings beating Morningside 64-55. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gabers as we get set for the men's contest here today. You're listening to Bronco Basketball in 1230 KHJS.